Get up with Joel and Jules on Hit 105.5 for the Hoey Moey Sunday Sesh. Check it out.
And you've rocked up to work this morning in a brand new spanking car.
Yeah, a car that I am not allowed to be driving around the streets of Coffs because Adam, it's his new car.
Sure.
And that was the rules. I wasn't allowed to drive it.
Mama, Papa said no more driving in the new car. Mama
only and Papa. Because of what happened with his last car.
Sure, we won't need
which it's not even bad. Someone, no. Please buy that car.
Yeah.
But he was just saying, I need this car to, you know, not
of course.
Be.
Well, you can just say it. You want to make yourself out to be a good driver.
I
it's
am.
Okay.
No, there was I am a little bit reckless, and that's what it was getting at. And he's spent a lot on the car, and he wants it to be it's his new
yeah,
thing.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
And I said, that's fair enough. I don't want to touch your car because I don't want to be held accountable for the scratches or whatever that trolleys come and do, that other people's
trolleys.
Doors come and do.
We won't get into the trolleys,
you
but
know?
You've been rolling, you've been cruising around in... You could, I don't want to say, but it is a bit of a bomb of a car.
Well, it's an older car.
It's an older car.
It's a 1986 model.
It's a bomb.
Mazda.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
But it's great.
I've been driving it and it's great. And that's the thing, going in the car this morning, you asked me how I feel driving Adam's new
car.
Yeah,
of course.
I said all the beeping it makes at me, all the noise. I mean, just it's good that the radio works. Because the one in my Mazda at the moment is not working,
yeah.
And that's kind of hard.
It's not a clear frequency at the moment.
But it's harder to work those all the buttons and the operations. My Mazda 1986 model is very basic and easy, and it runs beautifully.
Way back when, 1980s, are you getting any looks in this new car?
I am, and that's what we're getting at now. So I said to my sister when I was explaining, because she said, oh, I thought that you were going to have a newer model. Or it was going to be a bit more modern. And I said, why?
I
said, I actually love driving this car. I feel liberated and I feel like I don't owe any debt. I don't have any debt because of it.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if a trolley goes into
me.
It. Yeah.
It does because it's still Adam's dad's car. But I've been watching these shows like Boss Girl and Sophia. She drives a bomb of a car.
Sure.
She's very successful. Then you've got the ones like Blue Crush. I was watching that the other day. Kate Boswell, her character, the surfy girl.
All leading ladies.
She, yeah, driving a bomb. I feel like I've been getting a lot of looks, appreciation looks.
This is a little egotistical, if you don't mind.
It's not.
How many more looks?
It's an observation.
How many more looks do you think you've got in that car compared to what you are cruising around in previously?
I don't know.
Do you think
I look at people looking? I just noticed it that there's people are going. Maybe they'll stare a little longer. I think it's appreciation. Would you say someone driving a bomb is more appealing to someone in a fancy?
Absolutely,
flash car?
It means I could use $5 for dinner and take you home.
What for?
Because you might have
car.
An older car. That means you're simple. You might just be easier to go home with. Maybe. I don't know. I'm just putting
That's
it out there.
That's what you think.
Who knows? I'm just trying to process it.
Oh, I don't know. That was a very weird process. That
I'm
went
a
on
weird
in your
guy.
Head.
I'm a weird guy. We know that. But what do you think on 13, 12, 16 this morning? Jeremy's called through on 13, 12, 16. Jeremy, what do you think, mate?
No, I don't think. I don't think it really matters, personally.
Okay. So you're going, it doesn't matter. So would you ever look at someone differently? Say they had a really fancy car. Would you feel maybe a bit more intimidated?
I probably would then, yes.
Okay. What type of car? We're talking the BMWs, the Porsches, you know what I mean?
No, probably something more like an Audi or something like over $100,000 kind of car.
Yeah. You'd feel a little bit standoffish.
You got a lot of people that, like, parents buy them new cars and stuff as their first cars, and, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think you can really judge anyone by their car.
Yeah, I like that. No judging. But would you, if it came down to it, would you prefer someone in a bomb or a fancy car?
Oh, a fancy car. That way I can at least take it around myself.
There you go, Jeremy.
It's not that I felt like I had to go and tender. This all came about because I thought I needed to offer myself to the Coffs Coast.
Well, I thought, okay, it's his time.
Yeah, it's time.
He's ready. And I said, we're working really well at the moment.
Of course.
Perhaps it is okay to let that side of things come into play now.
Yeah, but you get a little worried. I say Mama Tools in this segment because obviously you understand me. You've been with me for over 3 months now.
Yes, that's right.
But people that have it might not necessarily get me straight away.
That's right. So there's a lot to get.
That's why you get worried.
Yeah. And that's right. So it's a protection thing.
Yeah.
You know?
I can see it. No, that's why we're calling it Mama Tools. Yeah, I see it.
Yeah. Once people, you know, you're the type of person, you meet you and you automatically love you. Until then, some people might go, I don't know how to take this guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Oh, I wish I heard what you say to your friends over the weekend.
No, I was not talking you up big time. Yeah. I wish I had a video going. You would have been like, holy crap, Tools.
I love you too, Tools. Like,
yeah.
Now, let's go to the bios because this is something that has changed over time. This is the experiment.
Well, this is the thing. So you're new to Tinder.
Yeah.
I haven't been on it except when we did something as
once.
A joke. Yeah. But... We know that the attraction there is in your profile. If you read someone's profile and then you decide, am I going to swipe left or right for this person? So your profile is really your only savior at the moment.
It is.
You started things out too deep.
Yeah,
straight out.
Yeah, I did. I thought, look, I just need to be me. You know, I need to cut to the chase. Mm. But this is all explained because we chatted to Shannon Knoll last week. And you thought it would be a good idea to Knowlesy.
Yeah, we've tried different things. So I've done your profile one time and it has got you two swipes, which is good. Shannon Knoll gave you a suggestion as well.
Mate, I wouldn't have a clue.
At the moment, this is
that's
what
a tough one.
This is what Tools has written. I'll let you know. There's more to me than the larrikin you watched on your TV screens back in 2007, Big Brother. Let me in and I'll show you what I'm talking about, girl, with a smiley face.
Okay, cool.
You can change it. Yeah, I'll use what you want to use.
Yeah, just go like, you know, mate, I wouldn't have a clue. I've never had to do a profile thing, but you know, just talk about the good past, nice, you know, humble sort of bloke with big dreams and... looking for someone to share him with. I don't know.
Oh, that's perfect.
Don't worry. It's a lie. I'm not humble.
That's great. Yes, you are. You are beneath all of that, Joel. Firstly,
you like that, don't you?
Yeah, I love that.
You love that.
You haven't changed it to that. I think that's going to get you the most likes or the swipes that you need here.
So far, you're leading.
I'm leading. I've got you two. Or three, was it? And one was a Skype girl.
That's right.
Yeah.
One was someone who wanted to chat. So I'm on one.
You're on one.
One. And now we'll go to Knowlesy.
And you've had three rejections.
Yeah, that's right. Well, it's not too bad.
That's not too bad at all. And now we go to Shannon Knoll, because he could be your wingman here.
He could be my wingman.
He could. It's very interesting. And if people have advice to give as to what your Tinder profile should offer or what you'd be attracted to, let us know anytime.
13, 12, 16, we may or may not use it. That will be coming up, though. Knowlesy, thank you.